Welcome to episode 163 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today, we continue Listener Theme Week by kicking back and learning all about those oh-so-relaxing rhythms that permeate the air whenever you're in an elevator. Today's topic comes from across the border, from Arnold in Toronto, Canada. Arnold writes, "What exactly is Muzak?" First of all, Arnold, thank you for your email. I know I have a ton of Canadian listeners out there. According to my stats, there's even one up in Yellowknife, Canada. Hello there, whoever you are. To answer your question, though, I decided to go to the source. Now, it turns out that Muzak is actually a company. It's a company name going all the way back to 1922. The man behind the name Muzak, a guy named George Squire, seems like an eclectic little fella. He seems to have had the knack for being in the right historical place at the right time. He was, for example, the first ever military airplane passenger taking the skies with the Wright brothers back in 1908. He was actually one of the driving forces behind getting the military to buy planes in the first place. Up until his time, phone lines could only handle one conversation at a time. Squire figured out a way to layer frequencies so that one line could handle multiple phone calls at the same time. In 1922, he created a company that allowed businesses to play music over their phone lines. The company would also work with businesses to flavor their environments with music. He combined the word music with the word Kodak, a modern and chic word at the time, to create the term Muzak. In the 1930s, the company began perfecting the art of subliminal messaging. It's not like the music that plays in that department store you visit all the time is random. It's probably licensed right from the Muzak company as part of a specifically concocted playlist designed to keep your mood up and your pocketbook open. Today, the Muzak company has expanded beyond just music to include video, radio communication, and even using scents and aromas to assist you in overextending your credit limit. Thanks for tuning in to episode 163 of the Daily Brainwave. Don't forget this month's question of the month. Which historical figure do you feel is the most overrated and why? You can send your responses along with any comments or suggestions to me at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow when we discover how World War III was almost started over a false alarm.